Arbor Audio presents The Only Thing Worth Dying For, How 11 Green Berets Fought for a New Afghanistan, by Eric Blem. Read by P.J. Oakland. Prologue. I met Hamid Karzai, the president of Afghanistan, at the Barclay Hotel in Midtown Manhattan on September 23, 2008, when he was approaching the end of his five-year term as the country's first democratically elected leader. Since 1700, 25 of the 29 rulers of Afghanistan had been dethroned, exiled, imprisoned, hanged, or assassinated. That Karzai had survived multiple assassination attempts since taking office was a feat in itself. Even more remarkable, however, was the journey that had brought him to this presidency. He greeted me in perfect English with a British accent, shook my hand firmly, and ushered me across the elegant room of his suite. Though it was Ramadan, when Muslims fast from dawn to sunset, he offered me cookies and coffee or tea, which I declined out of respect for his religion. Sitting opposite the president in a cushioned armchair, I handed him a stack of photographs. As he held them in his palms, he stared intently at the one on top. 11 American soldiers grouped tightly around him on a sandy hillside in southern Afghanistan. A smile spread over his face, and he began to nod as he flipped through the pictures, chronicling the mission that had changed the course of history. For nearly 2 years, I had been trying to interview Karzai so that he could confirm crucial details of his rise to power.